Yes?
Mr. John Coles, Senior, 9-1.
Yes, thank you. Run on, I'll call back. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hello?
John, how are you?
Fine, Mr. President. Delighted to hear your voice.
Well, I'm glad to hear yours.
I hope you're in good health.
I'm just feeling fine. I was home for the weekend, got some sun, and it's pretty hot down there. And I got a lot of fresh air and stayed out and roughing it for a day or two, and I guess I guess it's good for me. John, I called you about your rather good letter that I've been considering. I've had one or two from other people on the tax thing, and I wanted to kind of first thank you and second to exchange.
I hope you don't think me presumptuous.
Not a bit. I'm very happy to have it. I'm very happy to have it, and I have had some from my other friends in various parts of the country that are concerned about it. There are a lot of things that we have to equate and take into consideration, and we do, and there's not a day goes by I don't spend some of my time on it, and I will be again today. We just haven't made our recommendations in this field for several reasons. One is there's no possibility of our getting them seriously considered by anyone at this stage.
I see.
So therefore, you asked me to do something that means that I'll be rebuked pretty heavily. And the effect of that would be bad, I believe, on not only the business community, the war effort, but the whole international posture. If we came in and asked the Congress for a substantial Vietnam appropriation, only way that you'd even get it considered, then your vote would be very heavily against it because they wouldn't want to vote for a tax bill. You ask for a tax bill, then we can't find anyone on either side that would recommend it.
I'm amazed to hear that.
Now then, we don't know that that is the reason that it would be justified if we could. I mean, that's just the first part of a big, big plan. The second part is this. We think the great danger we face is the demands of the labor unions for increases in their contracts, which are coming up next year.
Yeah.
Now, we can't find anyone that thinks a tax bill will change that demand.
Well, it would reduce corporate profits so that they'd have a little more realistic argument against excessive wage increases.
That's right. That's right. Reuther couldn't say the autos were making as much money as they were making because we'd be taking this off.
Yeah.
But we think that's pretty well taken care of itself. It's 7% below April. It's 18% below January, March. They went to a four-day week yesterday. It's 10% below May 65. It's the lowest for any month since their auto strike.
You're speaking now
of autos.
Of what?
Autos.
Yeah.
But I'm just using autos as an illustration. They're good profit people. Now we don't know what else is happening, but for some reason or other, these fellows are not wanting to meet us out there, and we don't know what's happening to them, and we're going out. We've initiated last week 101 efforts of our own. We killed 902 and wounded 1,350 Viet Cong by actual body count. We lost 100 of our own. We captured 120 of theirs, and we have 4 of ours missing. They're Our total unit actions increased to 101. Our contacts to 50 from 47. And they are just not meeting us. Now, we don't know. There's a lot of stuff going on inside China where they're having some serious shakeups. And I would assume Ho Chi Minh must be taking due notice of them. And if he's losing 1,000 a week in body count dead of his people, he can't hold up to that very long if we're just losing 100. We don't want to make any predictions, and we're not going to, but we rather think that we're going to be in a little better position to take a look at things, this thing, end of the year than we are right now, because when we got through the Korean thing, we had $6 billion surplus hanging over us. And I could, John, I haven't told anybody this but you, but if I just had to and just slowed down things a little bit, I could damn near balance my budget this year. That doesn't give me much an argument for tax cut. We had an estimate of $6.4 billion.
Aren't you going to have to send a lot more troops to Vietnam and further?
Well, we're sending more every day we have consistently. We're going to give him all he needs, and we are giving him all he asked for. But we're not going to give him anything like the projected 500,000-700,000 that they're talking about. He has no plans for that. He might have, and if I said I wasn't, then I would be frozen in. So I just... they say in my news conferences that I won't be very direct and very candid. Well, it's damned easy if a man's got no responsibility to say the number is 181. Yeah. But a fellow that's got some, he says, we're planning between 150 and 200. We might have to go more, but we can't see that now. My problem now is to meet his requests when he makes them. I'm doing that. I'm ahead of everything he asked for, I'm doing. I'm sending as much stuff as I can, as fast as I can, and I think that we can go along at our present rate through this year, and I am worried, and I'm terribly worried, and I don't know the answer, and I don't know who does. We can't cut our expenditures enough to do it. I believe my budget will probably show less expenditures than we predicted in our January estimates because of the reductions in domestic spending that I'm holding back. I don't announce them because if I announce that I was holding back $700 million in contracts, every congressman would see if his building was going according to plan. And if it weren't, he'd go to putting the heat on me. And then he'd go to voting against my bills. And so forth. So I don't do that. But I believe our revenues are going to be way up. I believe our expenditures are going to be pretty level. I think our deficit will be considerably under the 6.4 we predicted. I believe it'll be under 4. It could very well be under 3. And if I really wanted to make a big showing, which I don't in this field, because what I do this year would hurt the next year.
Yeah.
I think I could have it under 2.
I had assumed you were going to have to step up the defense, as you're spending very greatly in the first half of fiscal year.
No, we think our first half will probably level off.
I see.
We think probably July and August and September will be up some, but we rather guess that the latter part will. Latter part will level off some, and it depends. No one can tell. Now, last week we had 3 days where we ran 300 sorties, but then we go a week and we don't run 20. Now, if you run 300 and you lose 10 planes, you've lost $30 million in planes that day.
Yeah.
The next day you don't run it for a week, you don't lose any, so you can't figure. But where we'll have to do it if this thing keeps on going. We don't see, our military men don't see how they can continue to take 300 sorties a day for very long. And our revenues are going over. We estimated 94, and then we moved it up to 100, and then we got it to 102, and then 103, and I wouldn't be surprised to see it at 104 billion.
Yeah. Well, that's encouraging.
So we're going to have a much less deficit than we have predicted. That has been true of each of my budgets. We've had lower deficits than we figured.
How can you hold down this inflationary rise in wages and costs, Mr. President?
Well, I don't think the honest answer is, I don't think you can hold it down completely. The question is whether you can hold it in acceptable bounds.
Yeah.
Ours, since 61, has gone up about 8 points. The nearest thing to it, I guess, is some of the European countries have kept theirs to 115, 16. Germany and France. Japan's 140. Ours is by far the most stable and best. Our best people were in last night. We are just trying to, we're releasing this morning the airline report. And they are putting a clause in that wage settlement that gives them a chance to reopen any year when the increase in the consumer index is more than 1% over the average increase, which has been about 2.5. So we think we'll have some increase, but they do not believe, Ginsburg and Neustadt and the rest of them that were on the board, they do not believe that the increase this year will be sufficient to have them reopen it. We would like to see the Congress stay within our budget. They're not going to. They're going $3 or $4 billion above it. And that worries us. We think if they did, and we've got about $13 billion coming out of the economy that nobody has really added up, and it's just beginning to pinch now. My increased withholding went into effect this month, and I noticed it on my salary, and that's everybody's going to notice it and going to sober up just a little bit. You can see your farm prices leveling off pretty good. You can see your unemployment's back up now to nearly 4%. And the estimates yesterday are that it's not going to be much lower than 3.5. Everybody thought it'd be under 3.
Mr. President, will you support the British pound to prevent a possible devaluation there?
Well, we have been very helpful to them on a couple of occasions. We are trying to be pretty independent now and trying to make clear to them that they have to tighten up their belt and look after themselves a little bit and not just holler papa if they get in trouble. What will develop and what will come out of their problems and what we would have to do is a matter that I don't want to pass on till I get to it. But we're trying. Our people are saying to them, Rusk is seeing Wilson Friday morning, and we're saying to them that while we have been helpful twice this year when it was in danger, that we think that there are certain steps that they ought to be taking and they need to take to get their house in order and not to expect us to just underwrite any problem that they have. Although we are quite sympathetic with anything that concerns them.
Well, I may be wrong, but I still think this price inflation is going to be troublesome, Mr. President.
We all do. We all think it is. But you have about 3 alternatives. We could have wage and price controls. Nobody that ever operated them thinks that we can make them work in this complex society, this complex.